Welcome to Super Tatis for Parshas Akev. Handful of Divrei Torah before we get to the stories this week. First is the Mivchar Pninim. Ratzon HaChocham BeChochma, Ratzon HaKseel BeIvelas. Chocham wants Chochma, and a Kseel wants Ivelas. Many point to the Pasuk of Kesef Lo Yisa BaKesef. A person who wants money will not be satisfied with money. There's a Chazal. Let's say this is referring to Torah. Somebody who loves Torah will not be satiated by whatever they have. Moreover, we have the idea that Rav Moshe David Valley brings down. It says ki betzel ha-chochem betzel ha-kesef. There's a connection in the Elyonim between kesef and money. It sounds like money is the currency up there, is chochma. So there are two things I've seen connected to salt water. One is in the Mivchar Pninim himself, quoted often by the Gron, his famous Igeres. He says this world is like Memeluchim. The more you drink, the more you want. So Gashmias can feel like that, and that's Ratzon HaKseel BeIvelas. But Rav Chaim Volozhiner, he says it in Ruach Chaim, the Torah is that way too. So people can follow the insatiability of Gashmias, or they can follow the insatiability of Ruchnias, choose well. Rav Pinchas Polacek has a very interesting Mahalech. It came up just in one of my Limudim this week, and I thought it was very interesting. It says, Ben Chacham Musar Av Veleitz Lo Yishma Ga'ara, and then it says, this idea by, he also says, Hochach Lachacham V'Aveka, their chachamim love the tochacha and leitzim hate it. So he has this mahalach by Yitzchak and Esav that Yitzchak knew what Esav was doing, and he wasn't literally blind, but he had turned a blind eye for the purposes of chinuch. And he says this is a big idea in Hadracha and Gidol Banim of sometimes turning a blind eye. You see that in others for him as well, but I thought that that was just a big idea, because it says v'leitz lo yishma ga'ora. So you give him to like they're a chacham. This also shows up a couple different places. I believe I saw it in Sefer Minchas Ariv on Mishle. I've seen it quoted in the name of the Shla, as the Paleoites brings it down, saying Lechacham V'Yaveka doesn't mean that you're giving Tochacha to a Chacham. It's that you treat the child like a Chacham, or treat the person like a Chacham when you're giving Tochacha, saying this is, you know, I think you could do better here, you're so smart, maybe you could move in that direction. It's just an interesting thing, is that sometimes, you know, in our door, it feels like the children are weak, we're all weak, and we need to do a lot more chizik, a lot less musar, and it has a very strong basis here. Next, Rav Polacek, by the way, was one of the Talmidei Agra. So I know his pirush on Mishle, and I know his pirush on Pirkei Avos, wonderful Torah. Sefer Yashar Rabbeinu Tam is quoted there. He says a really interesting idea, Simon Leidas Masav Mikubelas Livnei Hashem. There's this simon to know whether or not Kadosh Baruch Hu is accepting your avoda, is when you have Machshavos Ros, and afterward you have like lots of worries and sadness, then it seems like it's not Mikubelas, and a big simcha afterward, it sounds like it is Mikubelas, because of this idea of Lev Yodea Maris Nafsho. So I noticed that he only talks about it in extremes. He talks about like extreme feelings one way, extreme feeling another way. Almost sounds like the story of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza in Brachos, where he says he knew that whether his tefillah was Mikubelas. So I think that the question we need to ask is, what if we don't feel? What if we don't feel? Meaning a lot of us, you know, people are walking around very numb now. So it's just a thought that needs to get a little bit of thought, and maybe ask that one, see where it takes you. Shviras Aluchos is mentioned in the Parsha. Famous Avot story, Nassan says that Moshe didn't really break the Luchos, is that the letters fell off the the luchos, and they fell away, and the luchos broke. They just fell out of Moshe's hands. Very interesting. Eretz zeis shemen udvash. So it refers to their zeis shemen and not just zeisim. Why is that? So the Gemara in Hario says that olives make you forget your Talmud Torah, and oil makes you remember your Talmud Torah. And I believe I mentioned before that I believe the difference between the two, I mean, the physical composition of the two of them is absolutely the same. It's what's put into it. And that's the yisod of Talmud Torah. The yisod of Talmud Torah is that you need to put a lot into it. Just like you need to put an olive in an olive press to get out olive oil, so you need to put a lot in the Talmud Torah if you feel like it's going to last. If you think it's going to be something you pick off the tree and put in your mouth, and people are going to spoon feed you, then it's really not going to last, and you're not to remember your Talmud Torah. Marsha says this is Meduyuk in the Lashon of the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael. He says that's why it's called Zeis Shemen, is because it's the thing that's going to make you davka, the olive oil, the thing that's going to make you remember your limud, is the thing that we want to be Meshabeach. And internal in that is, what are you going to put in? What are you going to put into your learning? What are you going to put into Eretz Yisrael? And that's really the Tzura of Eretz Yisrael as well. Says Ve'amarti v'vavecha kochi v'uchsum yodi asulias achayel azeh. The Saba Mikelm says it doesn't say maybe you're going to say it. He says it's known. Ve'amarti is a vada'us that people are going to be machzik tova to themselves. Now the parsha of Yira where it says Ma Hashem lokecha b'kesh mimach ki'in liyira. There's a beautiful quote from Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer in the name of Rav Yitzchak Blazer that says on the Mishnah, Al tiyu kavadim m'sham shenas rav al menash kabel pras. There it says, serve me ahava, and then it says, and lishma, and then at the end it says, v'tihei mor shamayim aleichem, you should have yir shamayim. So there's a lot of stuff on this. It says, why is yira mentioned after ahava? It seems like it's out of place. And he says, no. He says, you can't build a castle on quicksand. If you take away the yisod, after you build all these towers, everything falls. So the idea is that everything is built on yira, and you need to support that at all times. Rav Chaim Volozhiner has an interesting point on yira. He says, how could you say, Chazal says, v'chi yira milta zutrasahi? How could it be that yira is such a small thing? And he says, you know what, in a certain way, it is a small thing, because everybody fears something, right? Everybody has some sort of yira, and if you don't just convert that yira to yira shamayim, it's going to be something else. It's the same kind of almost pattern as the Chavos Levavos says. This is me adding that, you know, everybody feels like they serve somebody if you don't serve a kosher. Two more points on Ki'in Liyira. It says there at the end of the Chazal where it says Ki Yira Milsa Zutrasahi. He says, yes, Etzal Moshe it is. So one Mahalich that when it means Etzal Moshe is that it is Moshe had, for Moshe Yira was little. Another Mahalich is Etzel Moshe means when you're around Moshe. So I believe it was the Panim Masbiros, but I'm not sure. There's a Mahalich in the Meforshim that says when people are around great people, they act great. When they're around not great people, they act not great. That's just the Natiya. It's like a magnet, is that we need to surround ourselves by the right people, and that will have a direct effect on the way that we act. I can tell you that when I'm in certain crowds, I feel a pull to act in a certain way, and in others another way. So that's just a big reminder to choose your surroundings wisely. This is supported by Magid Midovna on this very same point. He quoted a gra that we saw a few weeks ago when it says that by Moshe giving everything over, it was ki moli v'godush. So it says moli v'godush. Why is it moli v'godush? And he says this idea is that you have, you know, a big cup in the middle and lots of little cups on the side. If you pour into the big cup and it's full, then water pours into the other, but not so if the middle is big. So it says for a leader, they need to be filled up so they can fill up other people. So that's the idea of moli v'godush. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu, he was moli v'godush, so he could fill up other people. And that's the same idea by Moshe Rabbeinu. He could give people the chizuk that they needed to be able to be great. On to a couple of stories. I have three stories about tefillah. The first one is really on a haga. A few interesting on hagas. The first is the Pnei Menachem Gur. He apparently had something along, when he passed away, something like 200 sidurim. And he would use different kinds of ones. it sounds like a different tikufos. So they asked, like, what was the deal? Said that the idea was that he always wanted his chadshus in his davening. He wanted it to feel new, and to be able to feel new, he needed to use a new new sitter to kind of leverage that for him. So that was the idea. Okay, next, Rav Yaakov Adas, who is of the Chachmei Sfaradim Yerushalayim, and he was a chashuv Baal Tefillah. He really davened very, very intensely, both in all circumstances. But when he got older, mobility was a difficulty, so people made a minyan for him in his home in Bnei Brak. So when they got up, one of the people there said to him, Rebbe, could we daven a little bit faster? I need to get out and send out Mishloach Manos to some people, and I need the time. It's a hidur and everything. And Yaakov responded, I also need to send Shalach Manos, but I'm sending my Shalach Manos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm sending Tfilas Mincha, which is like a korban, the Reach Michoach. Let's send these Shalach Manos with Kavana, but Nachas Umetinus. Last story is Rav Yehoshua Maman, who was the Rav of Marrakesh, and he apparently had a hanhaga to buy shlishi every Monday and Thursday. And they asked him, like, what's pshat? Why do you always buy this? I don't know that he necessarily, was like overburdening in money or anything. He said, look, the truth is, I'm watching the Balabatim daven. And they're davening fast, they're swallowing words, they're not really connecting, they're not doing as much as they could. How are they going to learn how to daven? So, and who's going to teach them? So my svara is, if I buy the Alios and I say the bracha with extraordinary kavana, then that's going to kind of give them something to hold on to, and that will be schar for me. So on to Akasha. It says, "Vahaya ekev tishmeun es hamishpatim ha'ele u'shmartem v'asisem osam v'shamar Hashem elkech l'chas abris v'asachesed ashir yishpah l'avosecha." Says that if you keep the mitzvos and listen to the mishpatim and you keep them, I'm going to give you the bris that was to your fathers, that was promised to your fathers. So the kasha that people ask is, if you keep the mitzvos, you get the regular schar. Right, you get the scar in your own list. Why is it that we say specifically, Ashir Nishbala Avosecha? Have a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you for learning with me.